Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust on the Road this weekend, this Saturday on Gros Isle Island. How you doing, partner?
Feel like Willie Nelson on the road again.
Too bad you can't sing like him.
Well, I can sing like Willie Nelson. let's be honest. Everybody can sing
That's
like Willie
true.
Nelson.
That's true. Kind of like Janis Joplin, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't scream that high.
Yeah, right.
I can't. Hopefully everybody just got done listening to Jim Harper and Steve and Cam and the Great Michigan Weekend. They had
a great show.
How come we don't have giveaways like that?
Good question.
Tickets right by the dugout?
Yeah, because they know we'd give them to each other.
Jim, if you're still listening, we'd like to know where you got those tickets and why you didn't give us five of them.
Oh, I think we need to talk to the big guy.
You don't think it's Harper?
No, I don't think it's Harper.
All right.
We need to get on him. We had a meeting with him. We forgot to bring it up. It's your fault. Anyway,
you know what? Free food is a good distraction for me. I'm like a cat with a laser. You take me to a restaurant.
Oh, I know. I know. You're right. You're very distracted. We are broadcasting live, like you heard, from the Victor's Giveaway location on Church Street in the beautiful, on the beautiful island of Gros Isle. And believe it or not, Chuck, in my entire career, and I've driven, I thought, just about everywhere. I've never been on Gros Isle. I've been on Babble Island.
Everywhere.
I've never been on Gros Isle Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I've been someplace you haven't.
I guess you have. You said because you dated a girl back in your college days, so you would have driven to Florida back then.
I know.
She was pretty enough, right?
It's like a dog that escapes the pen and shows up 400 miles from home.
I don't care where it's at.
I told Ken this morning, I remember roughly where her folks' house was. I was attending Central Michigan University at the time. I don't know how I found this place.
What was her first name? Do you remember? Oh, Chuck.
I'm Susie.
Okay.
I have no idea. I don't mean to be crass,
yeah,
but I truly do.
You were wild in your youth, weren't you, Chuck? Okay. Probably don't remember half those
I
days.
Just remember I've been here. I think they took the old bridge back then.
Yeah, well, you know what? I remember wanting to come here because I was close one time, and the bridge was down. The one at that point, I don't know, so I didn't go. But I actually saw the Raisin River Battlefield site this week for the first time.
Oh, that's cool.
Down in Monroe, and I'm there a lot.
Used to go down there a lot for the home builders. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, Dave Swarout, if you're listening, I miss you guys. Sorry. Dave's the builder down in that area, or was. I don't even know if he still is.
Yeah. Home Builder Association. That's our fallback for people. If someone sends us an email and we don't have someone in their location, let's say it's Northern Ohio, Central Michigan, Northern Michigan.
Louisiana, Northeast Louisiana this week. True story.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
We send them to the Northeast Louisiana Home Builders Association.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. We can always find a link to those different associations around the country. They keep their pulse on housing for us in the States. But that's our fallback. They always go to them because they, as we do, vet their people that come in.
So, yeah, absolutely.
It's not that easy to get into the association.
And it allows us to give somebody a referral in an area where we honestly don't know the good people like the association does. Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Makes sense.
Yep.
But we know the good people here.
We do. We do. And after our show, coming up from noon to one, Paul W. Smith, Mr. WJR, is going to be here, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Matter of fact, we might sneak him on the show before he starts his noon broadcast.
You think he'd come on with us?
I begged him yesterday and bribed him, and he agreed if he got here early enough, he would do it. So
okay.
he attached a caveat to it. He was smart enough to leave himself an out. God bless Paul.
Excellent, excellent. And then, hey, stick around. Just a little while, we're going to have Dana Huddle come join us from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, their new team partner, Eastside team partner for all your air conditioning and furnace needs. Great company. They've been around for decades. I had an opportunity just recently to go to the parts department, and I needed a very hard-to-find part, and Eric behind the parts department went on a search, and he found it in Texas, he found it in Florida, and then he found it in Roseville, and he got it for me by the time
Which
I left.
Which one did you get?
What part? It was the thermostat.
The one in Roseville.
Thank you. The one in Roseville, yes. I needed it right away, and he went on above and beyond and got it for me, and appreciate that. But Dana's going to come on. She is Jim's daughter. And
10:30.
Yes, and Dana's father, Jim, just went on the cruise with Paul W. So Big WJR listening family there.
I love it. I love to hear that. And, of course, in the next segment, we'll be bringing the chief cook and bottle washer of victorsroofing.com on. Yeah, that makes a difference, having my mic in front of my face instead of behind my head, doesn't it? Thanks, Tony.
It does.
We're going to be talking to Victor himself shortly, and again at the top of the hour, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, you know, not every roof that Victor gives away gets this. He gives it away.
And what do you mean, gets this? You?
Gets WJR coming to a giveaway. He does many that nobody ever hears about.
Good point.
Victor basically agreed that every 100 roofs that he does, he's going to give away one. And we're going to talk to the recipient of the roof here a little bit later on in the show.
Yep.
And then I posted something about a month ago on Facebook for another roof that they gave away and how grateful the homeowner was. We'll talk about that a little bit later coming up.
Looking forward to it.
With the Inside Outside guys broadcasting live from the Victor's Roof Giveaway on Church Street in Gros Isle. If you drive by, give us a honk. You listen to the Inside Outside guys.
Ken and Chuck and Victor, right? We've got the chief cook and bottle washer with us here from this company that so generously is donating a roof to this very, very deserving lady.
Yeah, let me read this real quick because he does this more than people know. So this is I can't read this whole post. It came over about a month ago. My roof was leaking so badly. I looked up roofing companies and got estimates. The first company that called was Victor's. The company is amazing. Now, I'm going to skip to the last part of this where it says, I praise God for Victor's kindness. If anyone needs a roof, wants an honest, humble, caring person to rely on, contact Victor's Roofing. They're a Christian company. They do an excellent job. They don't leave a nail or any mess afterwards. They make sure the job site is clear of any metal nails on your property before you leave. And this was from a lady named Janice Sweeney. And I put that on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. I shared that on there. And the reaction was amazing. People love your company, Victor. And more than one, I know where I'm going for my next roof. And we always say for those that much is given, much is expected. And you're living up to that by helping these people.
Yeah, we really enjoy doing that, right? It really brings the team together. You know, we have a meaning behind what we do. We love what we do, right? And to be able to give back, in that case, in Genesis' case, she didn't call us for a free roof. She called us for an estimate. And Lance was actually on site somewhere here, but he looked at her roof. She was in dire need. She actually called us for a repair, but she needed a replacement. It was in really bad shape. And he's the one who told us about it, right? So these stories come from the people that we meet. So they're not even necessarily from people who are seeking help. They're trying to find a way to take care of their home. They can't. And then Lance came up to us, shared the story. And for her, it was very dear to her because it was either move out of her house because she can't afford to take care of it, or that was her only choice. You know, and that's where when we were able to give back to her, she was in tears. We did a great job for her. I believe her home was in Allen Park. But we also bring our team out, right? Like our team, you know, either on Saturdays like this when we can have an event with food trucks and ice cream trucks and all kinds of things, or it'll be during the week when we can take our office staff and show them what we do on the outside as well.
You just described this very situation. The same thing happened here, right?
Yeah, so same thing here. We were called out for an estimate. I think we were one of a few companies that came out. I think it was actually Chris who's right there walking up. Chris and Andrew, Matt, Debbie, same thing, right? Like in their notes after the appointment, they're like, hey, I think we have to help this lady out. You know, she needs help. I don't think she has a way to pay for this, even if she really, really wanted to. And those are the strong stories that we have, and that's the motivation behind our team as well.
And this house really did need a roof.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, when you guys pulled up, obviously there's a few patches, you know, a few repairs that were done. As we look up, there's guys changing, you know, pretty significant amount of wood just from rot and things like that. The home is 100 years old. It doesn't look like, you know, like a 100-year-old home, but it definitely needs some help. And we're changing the roof out and giving her a new roof. And we're excited about it.
And that's the qualifications for people for this giveaway. And that's it. They need it. It's not the house size, because I got to tell you, we've seen you do an absolute huge house. The first one we did at Auburn Hills, I believe.
Somewhere there.
Somewhere in that area for the gentleman who was a veteran. Beautiful house, big roof. And then last year, a cancer survivor. Big, beautiful house. And that was in, let's see, the first one was in Auburn Hills. Second was in New Baltimore. Allen Park, Gross Seal. You guys go all over to help people. It's an awesome thing.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, it's not the size of the house. It's not the type of shingles. It's not the sponsorship or anything like that. We do this 100% in-house ourselves. And it's just the story, right? There's got to be a need for it.
Right.
So if someone really needs a helping hand, this is the whole reason behind it.
Right.
It is so impressive. Now, I got to say, we've only got you for one segment apparently right now, but we're going to bring you back at the top of the hour. You've got some food trucks showing up, and you wanted to invite some special people.
Why do you act that way? You said you wouldn't show up unless food trucks show up.
There you go. Yeah, we got a barbecue food truck. We've had this before at our office. It's delicious barbecue out of Detroit. So they'll be here between 11 and 1. Then we have an ice cream sandwich truck there. Custom ice cream sandwich is going to be made same time, 11 to 1. So we got family, we got coworkers coming over. So if anyone's in the area, swing by. If you see a truck, food is free. Say hi, grab some ribs, grab some ice cream.
So the last hour, we're going to take shifts. Chuck, you got. I'll let you eat first.
I'll take ice cream home.
You're only going to hear one of us a segment for the last hour. We'll be over there eating. That sounds delicious.
Now, we are at 8932 Church Street in Gross Eel, and Victor just invited anybody that wants to show up to have some free food. God bless you. You are a very generous man.
Yeah, we enjoy it. We love barbecue. We love ice cream. And why not share it?
You can't miss it. There's T-shirts out here. I guess people for people and a bunch of chairs for people to come out and sit down and have a meal. You know, Victor's one thing I keep in touch or on top of social media for all of our team partners, and I've got to tell you, your people love working for you. They really do. You have an atmosphere at your company that not a lot of people have. And you guys put them on pedestals, which is absolutely huge, as you're doing for this homeowner right here. Talk about that about Victor's, please.
Yeah. So, the environment. I mean, you know, you talked about the culture and the love for what we do. I mean, it's by design. It's not by accident, right? Cultures happen. You know, good cultures can happen, you know, and bad cultures can happen. And when I started this, I wanted to have a specific culture where people enjoy coming to work. Yeah. They love their job. They love, you know, helping out. Because work is tough, right? No matter what kind of job you have, it can be in the hospital, it can be at the airport, it can be in an office. You know, work can sometimes be tough, and, you know, just enjoy working with the people that you have, right? Yeah. You know, make sure that you enjoy each other, this company, be real with each other, and do the good work that's needed. But that's by design. We specifically hire people who fit the culture, who believe in what we do, and the ones that don't, they don't come in.
Your site supervisor, Kyle, brought his son, Samuel.
Yep.
Family.
Yeah, family. And when you see family willingly invited to a job site, that says a lot about that culture.
Yeah, yeah. We really work hard on that.
Well, you know, hey, as a roofer in the middle of July, waking up at 5 in the morning, knowing you've got to go out and get on a roof when it's 96 degrees out, that's tough enough if you didn't enjoy your job or you didn't enjoy the company you work for. So, yeah. How smart is that to make sure these guys come here, they have a smile on their face, and they're all so friendly whenever we come here.
I know it.
Everyone is absolutely so friendly. Yeah.
I mentioned a further need that our homeowner today has, and you instantly said, I got tools. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Well, you volunteered. You opened your mouth.
Hey, if I can find the right screw for that door, I can make her door. Debbie's door does not latch when she closes it from the garage to the house. So it's one of those things. I said, geez, if I had my truck with me, I could take care of this in Victor immediately when I brought it up. I got tools. So we might look for that screw later on if you're okay with that.
Yeah. And back to the culture piece, right? Just something I want to mention. People who enjoy their work, people who enjoy their, you know, their job, they provide a better customer experience to our clients, right? They install a better roof. They take care of customer issues quicker. They're much happier to answer that phone call, right? So that all leads to a better experience, you know, to the homeowners as well.
It was interesting watching, just standing back and watching, because Ken and I have had the opportunity to be on a lot of job sites, watch a lot of crews. I ran crews myself for several years. And just to watch how every one of your people knows what they're supposed to be doing. As you just stand back and observe, you don't see anybody standing around. You know, it's just a progressive movement, and you've already made a bunch of progress. You'll finish this roof today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It'll be done today, probably by 2, 3 o'clock. We're doing a special system for Debbie because she's got a little bit of a low pitch. We're doing a full ice and water with Grace on her house. There's a little bit of a low-pitch area that we got to take care of. That's where it was leaking before. And our crew leader, Leo, he was walking around this morning with his phone on social media doing live posts, right? And he does that every morning. You know, I was talking to Kyle, our install manager. He's like, hey, every morning he does that on every job. So he's super proud to work where he does. You know, he shares it with his friends and his family and shows off his work, you know, and that's the people that we want to have.
You can tell there had been a lot of repairs done to this roof before you guys showed up, and they didn't look like they were done by a company like Victor's.
No, no, the color wasn't the best, but it's, you know, it can happen. But the valley was literally backwards.
Yeah, that valley was in rough shape, and even the eaves, it looked like she'd had a lot of water damage over time. Yep. And you guys are replacing all the substrate, all of it.
Yep.
Well, you know, it's a unique roof. One part of the roof gets sun almost all day. The other part of the roof gets shade almost all day. And then you got a low-slope roof. And the gentleman we had a couple years ago had a high-slope roof. So it's all about systems and knowing those individual systems when you're putting them on.
100%.
So when we get you back here, let's talk more about the systems and the roof systems and why it's so important. Whether you're giving it away or you're charging for it, it's all the same, right?
Yep.
All right, Victor, thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
on with us
Victor.
Today.
Great Appreciate
thing. Come
it.
Down here and get the food, everybody. Listen to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting live on Gross Hill with the Victor's Roof Giveaway.
Boy, having more fun than we deserve to have, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Hey, we have a great new team partner we've been telling everybody about, an Eastside Heating and Air Conditioning Company that has been around for decades, and it's going to be around for decades, because right now
almost as long as you've been alive, 48 years, I think.
Well, you know, it's funny. We have Jim Corian and Dana Hoggle from CNC Heating and Air Conditioning on, and when I first met Jim, I asked him if he knew my uncle, my last name, and it took him a second. He's like, yeah, very well.
You're in the business, you know Calverley. You've heard Calverley.
Too many people in my family have been in the heating and cooling business.
And notwithstanding you, it's all good.
Yeah, well, I didn't go into the heating and cooling business, so it's safe.
Oh, there you go.
We're good to go. Once again, you heard us say it again. Jim Corian and Dana Hoggle. How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Dad and daughter keeping the tradition alive over at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, one of you take the reins and tell our listeners about CNC, please.
Sure. So the CNC was founded in 1948 by my grandpa and great uncle. They were immigrants from Belgium, and they're grown up in the farming industry and decided to do something different. So they thought, what do we need in this area? And it was heating and cooling. So they opened a business in 1948, and my dad joined in about 1977, and we've just grown it from there.
Wow, my math was, I remember 48, but it was 1948, so that's 74 years. Wow.
Yeah, you know, 74 years. Actually, it's this month.
Wow. I'm always telling young people to get into the trades. I said, especially the mechanicals. If you can get the mechanicals in today's day and age, you'll have a job for life. And obviously that was true back in 1948 as well.
They saw the opportunity that it provided, and they decided that was it for them. So
what can CNC do for our listeners on the east side?
So we are specialized in residential heating and air conditioning. So our focus is residential replacement. So going out and doing a new installation of a furnace and air conditioner in your home. And then we are known for our great service department. We specially train our service technicians on how to service and maintain your unit to make sure that it's working optimally year-round.
I love that. You've got a little phrase, warehouse on wheels, for each of your fully stocked trucks. You want to talk to that a little bit? I love it.
Sure. So, you know, our goal is a one-visit service call. So when we come out, we have over 1,000 parts on every one of our service trucks. That way we can do the repair right then and there on the spot. So there's no waiting for the technician to run to the supply part house to get a part. No time in between just waiting, you know, for a specialty order part. We try to have everything that we need to do the job when we come out and do it right.
And if and it, I can say, if you don't have it, you'll find it. Dana, I met you a couple weeks ago, and I met Dad, Jim, a couple months ago. And I came out, and I was looking for a thermostat. And Eric didn't know who I was at the parts counter, and he made some phone calls. He first said, you'll never seen this. And he made a phone call.
Which is rare.
But he found one in Texas. He found one in Florida, and he kept looking, and he found one in Roseville. And he said, Ken, come back in an hour, and I'll have it for you. And that was phenomenal. I needed that so much. And that's part of the culture. Jim, you know, you 1948, you were probably a kid when you started working on furnaces. Talk a little bit about the culture of CNC, sir.
Yeah, first of all, the culture of CNC heating is make sure our customers and our employees are treated the best they can be. I started as about a 15-year-old about 55 years ago and still love doing the job here, working every day and working it for the last 45 years, directing the operation from 3 employees to 85 today.
Wow, that's a big crew. So what type of products do you guys suggest to your clients, your customers?
We're suggesting our Carrier product line. The nice thing about the Carrier product line is this. We have from a standard system to the ultimate infinity system. So from bottom to top, giving your customers really about 7 or 8 price points that they can pick from.
I like that. So have you found that you've gotten better service and warranty from the Carrier line? Because I know you carry a couple other lines as well.
We've been very happy with all of our lines, but Carrier, you know, they work beside us and are a great vendor to us. And like I said, they have a great product line that varies from top-end modulating system to basic 80% standard system. And we've been very happy to work with them.
You know, one thing that everyone's talking about, especially over the last couple of years, is indoor air quality. What does CNC offer as far as indoor air quality to their customers?
Sure. So we do offer duct cleaning. So we'll come in and, you know, we have 2 guys on a crew that come in and clean the ductwork out of any dirt and debris that may be lingering in there. And we recommend doing that about every 7 to 10 years. So if you haven't had that done, it's a great thing to do in the spring and fall. We also, you know, have different filtration systems that we offer, UV lights, great just standard filter systems. You know, with every installation that we do, we install a media filter. So it's a 4-inch filter, which is, you know, that lasts about, in a standard home, about 12 months, where if you have those 1-inch filters, those you need to change monthly. So it's a little bit hands-free, less thinking on your part on what you need to do. And, you know, one of the biggest causes of system failure is just a lack of airflow to the system. And usually that's because people don't change their filters. So one of the simplest things you could do as a homeowner is to make sure that filter is changed regularly. If you can hold it up to the light and see through it and see light, it's good. But, you know, that's one of those things that people just forget to do.
And Dana, another simple Jim, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
One other thing we offer is our club membership. So that we visit your home twice a year on a biannual basis. So this way people can have their systems up to date during the heating and cooling system.
And that was my next question, sir, about the cleaning checks and making sure it's up to date.
Sure.
People have don't really understand how important that is for a very, very reasonable cost.
Yeah, and you know, just like a car, this is a mechanical system. It has parts, moving pieces that need to be checked and cleaned regularly. And so we offer that club membership. So it's a little bit hands-free, less thinking on your part. We reach out to you to schedule those visits. Obviously, if you want to do it earlier, you just give us a call and we'll get you on the schedule. But, you know, people tend to forget about their furnace and air conditioner unless it's not working. And so we want you to not have to worry about it. We'll take care of it for you.
You will take care of the out of sight, out of mind issues when it comes
exactly
to mechanicals.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't realize it until something goes wrong. So
are there any career opportunities with a company that's been around as long as you guys have?
Gosh, we're always looking for great people to join our team. You know, we are continually growing and adding to our staff, and you know, you don't have to have, you know, trade school. I mean, obviously it's preferred, but, you know, we've taken many kids or young adults that have, bring them in, and then we teach them, you know, how to do things. So, you know, we're always looking for good teams, people to add to our team.
Whether you're looking for some... Go ahead, Jim. It's all right.
Yeah, so we're also looking for experienced people, people with 5 years, 7 years, 10 years experience that want to work at a place that have the best opportunities for them and the best equipment and parts and backup that our staff can provide to them in the field.
Yeah. Very, very convenient location. Very impressive location, Jim, when you took us around. You got everything anybody may need. The phone number, 586-439-3319, the website cncheat.com. And as always, you can find them at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. As always, if you go to the website or you call them, tell them the Inside Outside Guy sent you for $20 off a service call and emergency service 24/7 at the contact information we just gave you. All that sound right, guys?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on. We are thrilled to have you as a new team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. Our listeners are going to be hearing a lot about CNC heating and air conditioning in the years to come.
Thanks, guys. We really appreciate having you on board.
Nice talking to you today.
Have a great day.
God bless you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Great company.
Oh, the great enthusiasm, too. I just love the interaction between father and daughter, you know, Dana and Jim. How cool is that? Hey, I want to remind everybody, Victor invited anybody to stop by 8932 Church in Gros Isle. They're setting up the handcrafted cookies and ice cream sandwich.
Right in front of us.
Right in front of us. I mean, that. I know that's like...
I've been trying to watch my figure, too.
Talk about being tempted by the Lord here. It's like, oh, shoot.
You're right.
You have to have about three of those.
What are my people, if you're driving down the road and you heard us talk about CNC heating and air conditioning, you don't have to stop and write down the number. You don't have to pull over. Don't take a chance punching you. Go home, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, go into heating and cooling. You'll find their information there. And that goes for anything you may hear on our show. Once you go home, if you don't see it on the website and the Find a Professional page, send us an email. Say, look, I heard you guys talking to, fill in the blank, and we'll get you that contact information.
I'm with you.
All right. Hey, we have a lot more show to come, including the bonus hour that Paul and Victor will be here for the whole hour between noon and 1. Stick around for a little while. We're going to have Victor back on with us, and we'll take your phone calls. Any roofing questions you may have, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys at the Victor's Roof Giveaway.
Well, sorry about that. My mistake. God bless Tony pushing my red button here. That's a positive thing, right?
I push it, you smack me.
Yeah. I don't smack anybody anymore. I'm way too old to fight. You might hit me back.
Yeah, if anyone has any roofing questions pertaining, obviously, 888-654-GUYS must pertain to roofing, 888-654-4897.
We got the experts on site, don't we?
We do. We do. I also want to remind everybody to check out the Inside Outside Guys article at the Detroit News Homestyle section every Friday. What was the article about this week, bud?
Trying to get somebody before you need them, especially people like CNC, heating and air conditioning, or waterwork plumbing. Get a plumber, mechanical contractor, build a relationship with them before you have that flooded basement or before you have a no air conditioning situation. Yeah. So it's well worth the read, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely well worth the read. Every week it's well worth the read, but the preferred customers list, if you can get on any of those customers or those companies, definitely something you want to do.
I mean, the truth of the matter is, every time a company shows up for an emergency service call, somebody else isn't getting on the schedule where they were supposed to be. Everything gets backed up. So we talk about that in the article.
Yep. Okay, any calls? 888-654-GUYS.
Hey, we have got this week's recipient of the Give Back Through Victor's free roof. It is Deborah Lavely in Gros Isle Township. Deborah, you said once we got you talking, you probably wouldn't stop. Well, Tony is in charge of making all of us stop.
Uh-oh.
But welcome.
My brother would be happy with Tony.
You said you had a surprise for Victor.
I do.
Is it too soon to ask you to go ahead and divulge?
No, I hope I can do it some justice. So.
Oh, you can.
Because Victor gave so much to me, I want to give back to him. So because I'm a musician and a singer, I put together just a small, short, little
jingle. You're going
to
love this.
So you're giving all rights right now to this jingle to Victor.
No, the rights belong to me, but Victor can use it.
We just give
Victor
you a rough.
Victor can use it. Hey, he can use it. This is a really cool jingle.
Go ahead.
I don't know how cool it is, but I really wanted to give back to him. So
we believe in jingles. We really do.
Yes, so I took all the jingle comes from information from all of his advertising and his background.
Okay.
So it's short, but it's right to the point.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Roofing is his specialty, coupled with integrity, giving back to the community. Victor put a roof over me. Victor's roofing. Victor's roofing.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'll tell you what. Victor was in the middle of doing something else, and he looked up and couldn't believe it. That is so cool.
This is so cool that that he gives back to the community, and that somebody like me that couldn't afford this high quality roofing that he gives back.
Deborah,
to us.
Tell us about the experience. Tell us about from start to now. How did it happen?
Yeah, you told me about this really good-looking salesman that showed up that treated you so well.
I never said that.
Where'd he go?
Chuck just assumed you were going to say that.
Look at Victor.
I had two of them. There was Chris and Andrew, and my niece Megan put my name on the to get an estimate. So she put it online, which I would never put my name online, but she did. And they called me one day and said, they had a cancellation and they'd like to come. And I had already had estimates last fall. And anyway, I had to wait months. So I'm thinking, they're going to come in a couple hours. I'm going to hop on it. So I said, okay. And they said it was Victor's Roofing. And you called. I did not put my name, but I knew it was my niece.
Sure.
So anyway, they came by, and it was a great experience. I mean, Andrew and Chris were thorough. Not only that, I've been injured and I haven't been able to do things, so they had to move my car out of the garage. A little while later, I'm looking, and Andrew's on all fours on the ground, and what are you doing? He's pumping up my tire because it's flat, and he's checking for a leak. In the tire, you know, and I'm like, what? You know,
this is a
roofing salesperson. Then a little while later, he comes and knocks on the door and says, do you have a light bulb? And I said, why? And he said, because the light bulb's out in the garage. Well, it's been out for a long time. So he put the light bulb in. But then they came in and explained and showed me a video and told me everything that was wrong, got up in the rafters, checked where the leak is in the valley, and was more than any of the other people had come before, you know. And so I felt really bad when they told me the price and I just can't afford it. But before they left, I talked a little bit and told them that I work at the school with autistic children, special needs, and that I wrote a couple songs and I went to physical therapy over here to Ortho Sports, and I wrote a piece of music which they haven't – Valley and his wife and them have never heard it. But I owed him, he said, so I told him about it. So I sang it to him, and I kept him entertained, told him to do a song and a dance for all the work they did. And then Chris called me back on a Tuesday, and he said, okay. And he said, did you get your roof fixed yet? I said, no. And then I'm thinking, I got to tell him no. And he said, I talked to Victor, and I'm like, no matter what he does, I can't afford it. But he said, how would you like free? What? I don't have a television.
You can afford that.
I don't have a television. I have a radio, and I listen to WJR, and I've heard you know, the commercials. That's how I knew about Victor's. And I listened to the Inside Outside guys every weekend. So, you know, I was astounded because I didn't know about the Give Back program. He said, well, I put your name in, and here, this has been overwhelming. I said, give me your phone number so I can call you back. You're going to tell me the same thing, and what's up? And when he came and I picked the color and he had me sign, I said, I just signed my life away. He says, $50,000. And I went, oh, he goes, that would be a cruel joke. So anyway, it's been a great experience, but this is not my genre to be the center of attention and all this, but I'm very grateful. And I wanted to give back to, he gave to me. So I wanted, but the best thing that I can do is music. So I gave that back to him.
I love the bluesy style in which you do this too.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. I think people are going to be singing that tune a year from now.
Well, I hope so. I hope it helps them out.
Yeah, it will.
Like I said, we've always really believed in jingles. What an awesome story.
Well, I believe in miracles, and I've been actually praying for miracles because they asked me to pray for it. And then that Tuesday when I got that call, it was like, this is the biggest miracle that could ever happen in a lifetime, you know.
That's phenomenal.
Victor's Roofing.
Yeah.
How cool.
It's the roofing lottery.
God bless you, Deborah.
Thank you so much for coming out with us today, Deborah.
Thank you. I've had a good time, and both of you, and especially my inside guy that came inside.
Got to be careful. You know, you didn't know when you made this deal that you'd have 40 men showing up to your house one morning, did you?
I haven't seen so many men, and I don't know.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Thanks. Hey, stick around. We got another hour with just the guys. And after that, Paul W. Smith, as we celebrate Victor's Roof Giveaway right here on WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us during this very special broadcast that we are privileged to be a small part of with Victor's Give Back program.
I got to say, the city inspector just stopped by and asked if this was a party or a job site.
Both.
Both.
Both. There we go.
It's a celebration.
It is. Definitely is.
How do you see that? That's an interesting perspective because you're giving so much to this person.
You know, and it's...
That's cool.
It's something that we do, right? Like you,
yeah.
It's something that we do monthly, biweekly, right? We have a lot of these that go under the radar as well, right? Like obviously there's big ones like this that we have team members, we have food, we have ice cream trucks, you know, we have you guys out here. And there's a lot that we just do kind of undercover, get them done, and that's it. But it's just something that we do. You know, it's something that's part of us, and it becomes normal, and this is just who we are.
So do you feel, you said celebration, do you feel blessed to be able to do this?
100%. I mean, 100%. And I think what makes you feel even more blessed is when you hear the stories, right? Because when we install so many roofs per year, you know, it becomes normal, becomes your daily job, right? But then when you hear the stories of the free roofs that impact people's lives and livelihood, and that's when you fully realize of, like, wow, we're making change.
I was talking to my wife last night, and I know you guys, this compels you, you know, when you're not ashamed to say you're a Christian company, you know, and I love that. And it happens to all of us where you get the urge to help somebody. It happened to me just recently where I helped somebody, and my wife and I were talking about it, and she says, you don't know, that could have been Jesus. You know, I mean, we don't know who we're helping at the time. And to me, when you help people like this, That's what is expected of people like us who have been successful and have been able to make something of ourselves. And when we give stuff away, we just don't know exactly who we're giving it to and how much it blesses somebody.
Yeah. I mean, one of our core values is, you know, we care. And this is part of that, right? And when you go back, it's instilled in your DNA, right? Even as a kid.
Yes.
I remember my parents, my mom specifically, she always cared. She always did a little extra, right? She used to be a tailor back in Ukraine, and she would do her job where she got paid, and then she would also do lots of side jobs that were just gifts or people needed something, you know, she would always go out of her way, right? So it's usually instilled in you as a child, right? And you don't even know that that's just part of what you do, right?
Yeah.
So if someone needs a helping hand, it's just second nature to go help them.
You know, you mentioned to your mom on the job site, something always drove me crazy, a phrase I heard was, that's good enough. And that drove me crazy when I heard that. No, we don't do things good enough. You guys don't do things good enough. You go above and beyond. That,
you have to.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, you have to, right? In anything that you do, right, in life and on the job site, at work, you know, good enough doesn't get you anywhere. Right? You got to do the best. You know, if you're going to do anything, just be the best at it.
Well, we talked to you earlier. Actually, Debbie made a comment to me maybe 3 hours ago. Andy's giving me a warranty. And then you took us over and showed us a product that you're using on her roof because it's a low-profile roof that you wouldn't necessarily use on my house that's a very high-profile mm-hmm. roof. You want to talk a little bit about those systems and materials that Victor uses?
So for Debbie's roof, right, it's a lower-pitch roof. Oftentimes they're easier to work on, but they're more prone to leaks.
How come? Explain to our listeners, because right, so not everybody understands
a
that.
A higher pitch roof, it's a little bit more difficult to work on, but water runs off of it a lot quicker, right? So water doesn't have that much time to actually seep in and, you know, make its way into any imperfections on the roof. On a low pitch roof, water tends to just sit a little bit longer because it's running off slower.
Now, snow?
Snow, right? I was going right there.
Sorry.
Especially in the wintertime, right? Because that snow builds up. A little bit of water will kind of melt the snow. It comes to the edge of the roof, it freezes again, which we call ice dams. And those low-pitch roofs, they're just so prone to leaking in the winter. So on Davey's home, we're installing Grace Ice and Water on the entire roofing system to make sure that she does not have those leaks, right, because she's had to repair it in the past. So different systems work for different homes, right, and it's always a custom solution. It's never just that one-size-fits-all, right?
Well, that's huge. One mistake on something like that takes a lifetime warranty to a 15 or 20 year shingle something like that. That is something that you guys have to know inside and out. Remember the friend you talked about years ago, Chuck, that we talked about references, and people want references, and not to just give them two or three references. And your friend Dave Kellett from Kellett Building, you should give him a page, one full page of references.
I think
Victor's has that beat by a mile.
I see what you have there. You got one of our references. Love it.
One of your references.
A book.
Look at this. It's a phone book full of references.
Boy, if old Kellett is listening right now, he's going to go, you took that from me. I love it. So here's the thing. You're not afraid to say, call anybody we put a roof on for.
Yeah, call anybody, step by. A lot of times we use it for color reference as well, right? You know, someone's like, hey, I want this color of roof. And it's tough to tell from just a little sample.
Oh, it is.
So we have, you know, the manufacturer, we have the color. That way anybody that's looking around, they can swing by just to see the color. But on the flip side,
drive by Ken's house to see what we did on his.
Yeah, drive by, and then. But also, oftentimes people will swing by and say hi, like, "Hey, how was your experience? How did it go?" And same thing for the quality of the work.
Hey, I hear music playing in the background.
Oh my gosh, can you stick around?
Let's do it.
Where are you going, right?
Barbecue's not done yet.
Hey, let's continue talking about this. I definitely want to talk about the system of the roof, and when our listeners look for a roof, why they want to make sure they consider Victor's roof. And stick around. More with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR and the Victor's Roof Giveaway.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you, we're talking with the Chief Cook and Bottle Washer, the man primarily responsible for this company and for the giveaway, Victor. I got to ask you, what did you think of that jingle?
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool, but also what's even cooler is that Debbie did it live on the radio. That takes a lot of courage.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
I could not do that.
Me neither.
I could not do that. I can't even sing happy birthday in front of people.
She said she took that right from your marketing and advertising in the words, I mean, integrity. I mean, it was just, to me, it was just perfect. So we expect people will be singing that next year.
I love it.
Victor's, let's talk about, we've talked about, you know, how much you do for the community, but you have to sell roofs. I mean, you give one away for every 100.
So that
means you have to sell 99 to do this. Let's tell people about your system. You have the 29-point roof inspection.
Yep.
Tell people.
21-point.
21. I apologize. 21-point. Look for it real quick here. And then Debbie mentioned when the gentleman came in, what they did. They went up into the attic. And we hear about this a lot. Companies that don't, they're going to do a roof inspection, but they don't go into the attic. They don't pop their head up there.
No, we definitely got to go in, right? And especially on Debbie's roof here, right? There's a little bit of mold there that we have to replace the wood. It's super crucial, and that's what we train our guys on, right? It's, you know, be different, be thorough, truly give an honest, thorough opinion of the condition of the roof. And that can be from the outside, but that also is from the inside as well.
Right.
Yeah, Debbie had mentioned that your guys went up in the rafter. She couldn't believe it. She said, nobody else did that. And you've come here as a giveaway, and you're effectively, no one's ever going to know this driving by, you're putting two roofs on this house effectively.
Yeah, we are. We are, right? Because the first roof is the Grace Ice and Water Shield. You know, that will last by itself, right? You know, a long, long time. And then we obviously are putting shingles on top of that. So that's a double layer roof system that, you know, it's not going to leak for a very, very long time.
There's a businessman. Yeah, it's not going to leak for a really, really, I mean, Debbie's never going to have to worry about it.
And here's the thing, too, like, just thinking about this, right? Like, it's, and if it does leak, we'll take care of it, right? It's just something that we do, you know, and a lot of guys will talk about how great their roof is and how great this is, but at the end of the day, no one's perfect.
Right.
No. And I think what really makes a difference is, you know, when you do have a service call, right, and we have a system set up for that when something comes in, we want to take care of it within, you know, the first 24 hours. We want to come out, fix it, you know, and not blame anything else. And that's just kind of what we do.
When your crews leave the roof, is there anyone that comes back from your company and inspects it after they leave the roof?
So we do both, right? We do on-site inspections. We do post inspections. I think it's got to be a balance of both. I think there's a balance of double-checking to make sure that the crew leader did a great job. But there's also a balance of checking during the progress to make sure that you can prevent any issues that you might find later.
Right. Everybody has to be accountable.
100%.
Everybody has to be accountable.
Yep. Yeah, and the valleys, I just think of, if you're going to have a problem, it'd be with a low-profile roof with a valley like you've got.
Ta-da!
Yeah,
right here.
Exactly. An almost flat roof coming out over the, you know, the main room, the living room of the house. And Ken, you've always said, it's not what you do in the initial job, it's what you do when there's a problem, and you just kind of address that, Victor.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the nature, right?
It's a very high-touch industry.
Yeah, right, and there's so many leak points, many potential issues that can happen to a roof, right? It could be a squirrel who ate some shingles. Like, literally, we'll have that where the squirrel damages the roof.
Sure.
It could be a tree limb that falls off, right? And oftentimes, like I said, we come out, we just take care of it, right? We're already here, we already know that we did the roof, we'll just do a quick little fix and call it a day. And unfortunately, sometimes it is our issue, right? Like, if we did really see something that we missed during the installation, we'll correct it right away.
And, you know, people always, you know, you're Victor's Roofing. You're a huge company. People hear Victor's Roofers, and let's say they say, okay, it must be a lot of money. You do so much volume. We've had listeners tell us how much they love the risk their roof and how reasonable your prices are compared to other companies that they have called.
Yeah, we have to make it affordable, right? Like, obviously, we strive towards providing a premium product with a great customer experience. And at the end of the day, like, you got to make it affordable for the customer as well. And we really, really, really want to focus on the customer experience, right? Because you can buy the same shingles from any supplier. You can go to Home Depot, Menards, or ABC Supply House and buy your shingles. Where it really, really makes a roof different is who puts it on and the company that stands behind it.
I respect, I don't think I can say any more than that, but what's really cool is that you're going to do this in a day. You're going to be in and out in a day.
Every day.
What does that mean to your owners and clients?
Less headache, right? You know, less time to have people at your house. I'm doing a pretty big landscaping project in my home, and you know, the landscape company has been there for quite some time already, and you do get a little bit of project fatigue, so we want to make it as easy as possible for our customers, right? So if it's a bigger home, bigger roof, or more difficult project, it'll be, you know, a couple day project, but for the most part, it's a single day. We want to get in, do a great job for the customer, and get out of their way. They want to move on and use their backyard, use their front yard, use their driveway, and just enjoy a good roof.
We see some of these jobs stretch out for a week with companies that kind of do roofs and kind of do this and kind of do that. You guys are specialists.
That's what we do. Roofing is what we do. Roofing is the only thing I've ever done, and we love it.
So here's how it works with Victor's Roofing. Meet us for an inspection, schedule installation, ensure protection. I know that sounds really simple, but that's what it is, isn't it not?
That's exactly what we do. As simple as possible with the least amount of headaches.
The specialists make things simple. Relatively speaking.
Specialist, but once you get good at something, right, make it very repeatable. You have a process. You have accountability at every single stage of the process. And, you know, that's what ensures a good roof and a good experience.
I love that. I love that. You know, we yesterday invited a very special friend of ours. If he got here early, if Kim got him out of bed and got and he got here
you
early.
Have no idea how right you are about that. I sleep in on Saturdays. That's the only time I sleep.
I actually thought of
what
you
is
this
sleeping
morning,
into
then.
You?
6 o'clock in the
oh,
morning.
Oh, no. I wake up very early. I go right back to bed. Poor Kim wakes up very early every morning, and she can't go back to bed. That's never been a problem. But I want to say something very quickly, and I you didn't invite me to be on yet. You invited me to be on,
hey,
so I did come in early.
Mr. WJR, you can come on whenever you want.
Well, I just want to say this, and I don't want to horn in on what Victor is saying and doing, but I got to tell you something. It hit me while I was listening to you. You had said, one of you had said, he's not afraid to say they're a Christian company. He's not afraid to show through what he does that he's a good man. He is a good Christian. If he's Christian, he's a great Christian man. I've never even discussed it with him. But many times you see through the work that people do that they are very special, very good. Some would call it Christian. Some would call it religious. Some would call it anything. But here's what hit me as I was finding my way here. And anybody like Tony Butler behind us, who's the engineer, knows finding my way here is the key words here, because I don't have any idea what I did without Waze. But this is it. This man and his company and his family give up and give so much. How appropriate is it that we're on Church Road?
Oh,
that's what hit me on the way here.
Didn't occur to me.
I don't know if you guys mentioned it because I was walking from the car, but that's what hit me.
You know, we need a young guy like you to pick up on that kind of stuff. You're so sharp.
Yeah, these old brains keep skipping. You know, we're like an old LP that's got a scratch in the middle.
Exactly.
Be that as it may, so appropriate and so right that here we are, and this blessing to this woman is beyond her belief and expectation. It is a miracle.
It is.
Because she was living in a house she shouldn't be living in with the holes in her roof and all the problems, and she couldn't afford to get it fixed. And here comes Victor and his team.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't Victor that came here first. You had another person or two.
Yeah, it was Andrew and Chris. They're actually right there. They came out first, and they told us about the story.
And she was thrown into the hopper of many people in need, and you help so many. And when you say, well, he gives a free roof for every 100 roofs he does. How many free roofs does he give a year? Two? No, he does 1,000 roofs. 1,000 roofs. Oh, you're showing me the booklet with all the people that he's done.
I've never seen anything like this.
No, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I've never seen. There are very few businesses.
So cool.
I'm lucky to help some of them on WJR that have customers that swear by them, not at them.
Exactly. In this business, especially.
In this business, especially. Any of us who've tried to get anything like this done, it's tough.
Hey, Paul, we're going to ask you to stick around.
I will. I didn't mean to horn in, but I just wanted to say this
to
Victor about the Church Road and the.
This is roughly the anniversary, the 1 year anniversary of all the trials and tribulations that you and your bride went through with your house. So we want to talk to Paul W. Smith, the homeowner, as well as Victor, the chief cook and bottle washer of Victor's Roofing.
Hey, and I got to go see Paul W. Smith's house. They actually let me in the community.
I don't.
He found out I was coming.
They won't let me in.
You got past the guard.
I did. I know. I had to bribe him. Hey, stick around, everyone, with the Victor's Roof giveaway right here with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. The way you give your roofing estimates with a full-blown evaluation with pictures to prove it was above and beyond what other roofing contractors do. That's one of the many. That was Paul and Leslie from Allen Park. If you go to victorsroofing.com, you will find so many of these referrals from victorsroofing.com. And in this business, on Angie's List, Yelp, BBB, A-plus rating, 5 stars everywhere. That's not easy to do in this business.
Not at all. Construction, much less roofing.
Yeah, it's a pretty unpredictable industry, right? So there's a lot of things that can go wrong. Even a small misstep can actually cause a big issue. So for us, we go above and beyond trying to, if we did make a mistake, to solve it, right? And oftentimes what's even super rewarding is when you turn a hiccup in an experience into a 5-star review.
Yes.
Right? That's our goal.
Oh, yes.
If we made a mistake, how can we get it to a 5-star?
You know, it's funny because we had an issue with another team partner this week where their schedule had been delayed, material, you know, supply chain issues had impacted their project getting done, and they write us this letter. And
the homeowner.
Yeah, the homeowner does. And it mentions everything but Attila the Hun. A few days later, we find out from the sponsor that the materials came in. They went out there. They got it done. They sent us pictures, and it is a beautiful project, and the homeowner's happy.
Yeah, just communicate it, you know, and if you did make a mistake, make it right. Right? We're humans. We're not perfect. And I think the biggest I would say in the construction industry, is the biggest is just the communication. What's going on? When is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? As long as you keep the customer in a loop, for the most part, they're going to be reasonable with you and just say, hey, we can wait a little bit longer, right? But if you don't respond, if they call you multiple times to get an answer,
yeah,
that's when their experience goes
down the drain.
They're
left to wonder. Their fears overtake their better judgment oftentimes.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, nobody you're all here, so nobody won the big lottery jackpot last night, right?
Somebody did. Somebody in Chicago.
Oh, did they really?
I think Chicago area.
Well, Debbie here, the owner, hit the roofing jackpot.
There we go.
She absolutely hit the roofing lottery. I heard you talking about that earlier, and I thought, yeah.
And Victor, if somebody, I mean, there's people out there listening. Think it was same boat that Debbie's in. They need a roof. They can't afford it. If they want to enter the lottery to be one of your 100 or one out of 100 a year, what should they do?
So either call in the office, tell us your story, or go to our site, victorsroofing.com. There's a button that says Give Back Through Victors. Click on that. It's an easy form to submit, just to, you know, share that story. You know, we oftentimes find that people do not want to ask for a handout. You know, part of it is just, you know, fear or, you know, humbleness.
Sure.
Oftentimes, you know, it's actually other people referring someone. So it's, if you know someone or if you are someone who needs a helping hand, go to our site, submit the information, and we'll be reaching out.
You know, I just want to say, because I'm sitting here and I don't get this chance to sit with Victor at moments like this, and especially with the hallowed platinum standard inside-outside guys.
Bless
your
heart.
But think about this, Paul. Two things. We know, more you guys more than me, because you've been in the industry, your industries, it's been very tough to find good, honest roofers. Oh. I'm not putting down roofers overall, but
you're
the truth of the matter is, back in Monroe, when we were growing up, there would be people that we used to call fly-by-night people who'd come in and say, hey, we're doing a roof down the street. We looked at you. We got some extra shingles. Boom, boom,
bangers.
Boom. Can we do this?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. And they disappear, and you're stuck.
Yep.
That happened to us with someone to paint our house, somebody to do our roof. It's really sad. Victor is absolutely the opposite of that. And I found that out by being a paying customer of his. He didn't give me a special, oh, you're Paul W. Smith radio deal, which I wanted. But he didn't give it to me. But the point is, through my own experience, this is why I say all the good things about Victor. There isn't enough money in the world to get me to tell a half-truth or a lie about someone anywhere. It's just not worth it. Although, the bottle of rum you guys just provided me might lead me to say, you guys are the best guys in radio I've ever heard.
Oh, what the heck, Paul? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Actually,
I've never even seen this. This is some very special rum, you Grand Reserva. 10 years that you have given to Kim and I, you said, for our summer cocktails.
You know what we were told? We were told that high-end rums are the new whiskey, and someone smarter than either one of us, which isn't hard to do. There are two other guys sitting across from us right now that meet that standard, said, you know what? Try it straight. And I haven't done that yet.
There are a lot of people drinking fine rums.
Yeah.
On the rocks are neat.
So I'd be curious.
Bourbon is very big. I didn't know that rum was coming on so strong.
Yeah.
And I'm back to the old single malt scotch, but I'll try the bourbons now and all of that. If I'm having a fine cigar, very occasionally. See, I had to say on my insurance papers when I was applying for more insurance that I have a cigar once in a while because I've said it on the air. I can't hide that fact. But thank you for this, and back to my other and last thought that we should never forget. Victor doesn't need to do this.
No, not at all.
Victor could go on being the greatest roofer I've ever met or ever used and just keep doing it, and I'd still be telling people how great he is, but now he adds this. And here's the other thing. We had to convince him to let the world know he was doing this. Otherwise, this would have just happened today. None of us would have known a thing about it. And we said, Victor, you got to let people know what you're doing and how you're helping people.
You know, it's
community.
Pretty cool because when Ken was talking about Debbie's reaction and what she said about Victor, I was thinking, that sounds like Paul. I mean, you genuinely are thrilled to be able to refer somebody that you know is going to take good care of people.
Oh, there's nothing like...
It's a neat thing.
There's nothing like turning someone on to somebody who gets the job done, does it honestly, fairly, charges properly, and responds to any calls you've had if there's an issue or a question. And by the way, I didn't know until you just pointed to her that this was Debbie.
This is Debbie.
She said hi, and I thought, oh, it's nice some listeners stopped by because I heard you. I didn't know we were supposed to invite people, that you could invite people because you have the food trucks, the ice cream truck, and all that. So when we shook hands, I thought, oh, well, she's a nice listener or whatever. Now I find this is the Debbie.
I wouldn't say anything good about a company and put my name behind it. It's like putting your stamp of approval on something.
Yes.
And tell my friends about some company or anybody unless I thought for sure that they were going to do a good job.
Debbie, I heard that integrity when you talked to these two boys. When you were talking to them, I heard that. You said, I wouldn't put my name online. I wouldn't have entered this. My niece or cousin or somebody else did. I could hear the integrity you have, and I salute you, and you probably will come on when I'm on from 12 to 1, too, but I can't thank you enough and salute you enough for the work you've done with autistic people and others, special education. And I was, frankly, I don't want to go too deep into this, horrified to hear that you fell, I think, at work, and you lost your job. I mean, that's another show
that's
altogether.
That's unbelievable. You're right.
That's a whole other show.
That's
I don't want to get into that.
You could probably do that. You could probably swing that.
Well, we may. But we're not going to do it today because today is Debbie's day for celebration of a miracle on Church Street to happen for your house because of Victor and for no other reason.
Paul, it's been a great day, and there's been so much enthusiasm, and everyone's so excited here, but then my partner has to bring up something that happened exactly a year ago and just put a damper on the whole situation.
It is so
does
painful.
He not?
It is so
But
painful.
It was accompanied by booze.
Yeah, ruined booze. There was a lot of ruined booze in our basement. We had to get fresh booze to soothe our pain of the flooding. And frankly, I got to give all the credit to Kim, my lovely wife, who I give all the credit to for everything and helping my life so incredibly. But she's the one who had to deal with everything. You know, I was always busy. If I'd come in and there were like five people there carrying stuff out, I'd go, oh, I forgot, I've got a meeting. And I'd go down the street and sleep in my car. Not really. But my point is, it's always or
That's
often
the homeowner's
wife.
Perspective.
It's always the wife who really has to be there and there's nothing easy about a complete demolition of a basement. This isn't even a basement that was like a showpiece basement. Like in our last house, she built an incredible. In fact, it was too expensive in Bloomfield Hills to call it a basement. We called it a lower level.
Of course.
Yeah.
Lower level.
I learned that the hard way. Yep. There are basements and then there are lower levels. Yep. Well,
what was on the floor before in that basement? What did you have?
It was just kind of a. She's the one to ask, and maybe she'll
probably
text
a tile?
Me, but it was a tile,
okay.
And then a fake wood that was supposed to be waterproof. And, you know, it may have been waterproof, but there was a lot of water underneath it.
Wasn't water-resistant from the bottom up.
So it wasn't so good. And now, of course, the guys that you talk about as well, Motor City Floors and Coatings, did a tremendous job.
Good to hear.
I mean a tremendous job. And the floors, but it's still we don't want it to be a showplace basement. We just want it to be a safe place to store stuff, you know. And our handyman Leszek Spiewak, who's been there with his son Tony, and it reminds me of a young Victor. You know the story with Victor. His dad, when they came to this country legally, and he was 10 or 11 years old, his dad made him go and work with him on roofs because he wanted him to see how rough it was, and that would help him stay working hard in school. Well, it backfired.
And it was free labor.
There was a tie to school. I remember
Dad did that to try to teach him to really work hard in school. And Victor went, you know, I really like this.
I made money.
I like
made
doing
a mistake
this.
By paying me $10 an hour.
He that paid was you $10 an hour?
$10 an hour. So that was the mistake that we made. And I fell in love with it.
Hey, let's stick around. We got one more segment with the guys, and then you got an hour of Victor and Paul W. coming up after that. We're broadcasting from Church Street in Gross Isle. And it's almost time to eat. It's that outside, guys, on WJR. The phone number is 734-442-2345. The website is victorsroofing.com. If you go to that website, there'll be someone interesting coming up saying, can I help you? You can fill out a form right there and ask for a request to have someone from Victor's come out and give the 21-point roof inspection. What else can people go there for, Victor?
to nominate someone who's in need, right? Like, and that's, you know, it's a cool thing that we're doing today. We obviously, it's a big festival. I mean, people are all just coming up, and I'm like, I think I know them. Some of them I don't. And I think the biggest thing that we need people's help for is if you know someone in need, I think it's there's a lot of people out there who need a helping hand, genuinely need a helping hand. But oftentimes they're, you know, for whatever reason, they do not want to reach out, right? Like, it's hard to be in that situation and ask for help. It's a very humbling experience. And the biggest thing for us is if you have a family member, someone in your church, you know, a neighbor or someone down the street that does need a helping hand, let us know. We want to help. And that's, you know, that's the message from today.
And those stay in a kitty. In other words, you know, they don't start off new every time a new submission comes in.
No, so they
might not get one this go around. But they might get one.
Yeah,
two or three
so we oftentimes are doing these every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, and it's whoever needs the most, like, right, whoever's story is, you know, it's that person in that moment who needs the help, right? So we just because we didn't do your roof today, you know, or didn't give back a roof for you today, does not mean that you're not gonna be chosen in the next go around. So we put them in the pool. We always you know, hear their story. We do a site visit as well, kind of just to verify. Because we truly want to help someone who is in need, and then we do things like this.
And if humility prevents you from taking the action to go do that, I guess a good reminder is Debbie's story, where she actually had someone, I think a niece, call to have one of your salespeople come out and actually give her an estimate.
Yep. We were definitely here not for a free roof. We were here for an estimate, right? We looked at the roof. We're like, oh, absolutely needs to be replaced. We gave Debbie a proposal, right? And obviously Debbie could not just love you. She's like, I love you guys. I just cannot afford it. There's no money coming in to take care of this. And that's where our sales team nominated her and said, hey, we got to give back to Debbie.
What if a customer is like Debbie and they don't, they didn't win? They can't afford a new roof, but they need some repair. Do you offer repair services for
100%.
People as well?
Yeah, okay. We offer repairs, we offer maintenance, and then also we offer replacements. So, you know, obviously most people look at a replacement as this big thing that they all want to do. But for us, we look at it as a full system, right? We want to do a repair for you. We want to maintain your roof. And then when it does come time to, you know, replacement, we want to replace it as well. So we... Just because you can't afford a roof does not mean you have to live with that leak, because that leak can be repaired and you don't have to go full out for a roof replacement.
So besides inflation, you could maybe be able to tell someone, look, we can do it right now for this cost, get you by. In 5 years from now, if you save up, this is what we may be talking about.
That, right? Or sometimes it's a payment plan, right? We offer tons of financing options, right, from zero interest to just a low monthly payment. So whatever fits that situation best, right? We let the customer choose. We guide them, and we ask them, like, hey, what are you looking for? You know, what's going to work within your budget? When are you moving out? How old is the roof? Kind of what's your plan with the house? We show them just the options, and we let them choose what works best for them, right? Because just because it worked for one customer here does not mean it's going to work for a different customer over there. Some people don't want to repair their roof. They say, hey, I'm going to have to replace it in 5 years. Might as well just replace it now.
Right. Right.
Some people are like, you know what? I just don't have it in my budget. I don't like financing, and I'm going to replace my roof in 2 years, but can you just patch it for now? And we can absolutely do that.
We had a listener that sent us an email to the effect that a salesperson from another roofing company, we won't even mention, they signed a deal and then said, we need all the money up front.
Oh, boy.
And you won't even get
That's
your
amazing.
Roof. Your shingles may not even be in for 3 to 5 months. Do you see that out in the marketplace?
Ooh, I don't know.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good way to lose some business right there. We do take a
reputation.
Yeah. We do take a small deposit, right, because there's a little bit of an upfront expense with, like, pulling permits and things like that. But it's a very modest deposit, and that's it, right? We want to show you what we do first before we ask for all the money up front.
All right, we're going to talk to Victor's Roofing. People need to understand that, when, especially in this economy, when you set time aside for them, you need a commitment, because if someone cancels a week beforehand, you've got the material on site. Because, I mean, you guys are efficient. Once your salesman comes to you and says, here's the job, you start ordering whatever you may need to order right then,
before
you know it's here. So I don't blame anybody for taking a deposit.
No, and the permitting issue is a big one. A lot of jurisdictions require permits.
Most jurisdictions require permitting, and some of them are have gotten pretty expensive over, you know, over the last couple of years. But
we predicted that.
Yeah, we always definitely want to pull a permit, right? We want to follow the proper, you know, ordinance laws and things like that. So there's a, I think there's a few communities in Michigan that still do not require a permit, but that's very far and few between.
Here's another question we get all the time. Can you put a new roof over my old one?
In a very, very, very limited amount of cases.
Three varies.
So and it's got to be the perfect roof. It's got to have good ventilation too. There's just so many little things that have to click that the chance that you can actually put a second layer on is very, very, very small. Right, I guess you can never say never, but like, you know, for the
most, you can't put it over architectural.
No, absolutely. Cannot. Yeah, it has to be a three tab. It has to be in great condition. It's got to have. So, our suggestion is that we just don't offer it because there's so many limited, like there's just so many pieces. But the honest answer is yes, in a small amount of times. But we as a company just choose not to offer that.
So you mentioned three tab. We get people go, do those even exist anymore? And
they do, right? So three tabs, you know, that's what we're doing on Davies Roof today. It's a lower pitch roof, and you know, we believe the water tends to run off a little bit quicker off of three tab. But it's three tab for some reason has a bad name in the market.
It does.
I've run into roofs that are 27 or 30 years old. Sure, and they have three tabs on there. So I think it's the quality of the shingle, not the design of the shingle, right? So because you can have a great looking shingle, but if it lasts 5 years, that's a bad shingle, right? You can have a three tab that people look at as a basic shingle, but it sometimes will last 30 plus years.
Well, you talk about last. What is the, I don't want to say the newest, the most recently installed roof that you've ever had to replace?
Oh boy. A month?
A month. Well, that's not yeah. But and someone thought they got a good shot a year. You probably, a year later, you heard, seen them.
Yeah, we've redone a couple of roofs for customers who basically had a terrible experience with someone else and they did, you know, really poor job. But we'll often deliver bad news to a customer who has a 5-year-old roof that the shingles appear to be in good shape, but all the flashing pipe vents, roof to walls, chimneys, they're just done completely improperly. Oh. And you got to. Basically, they have new shingles, but everything else is terrible, and it's just leaking. So we run into that quite a bit.
So this is the third Victor's roof giveaway we've been into. Troy, New Baltimore, Allen Park, Gross Isle. Where won't you guys go?
Ooh, we travel quite a bit, right? I mean, we'll go all the way to Lansing. We'll go to Toledo. We'll go to Macomb, right? We're located in Canton, and we'll usually go up to about 2 hours away. Right, because we want to go to our customers. We don't want to. If somebody calls us looking for work, we're going to go there. So I would say about 2-hour radius outside of our office.
Are you going to specify everything in the system, including ventilation? We get the ventilation question.
Ventilation, quick.
Yeah. So whenever we do, right, there's obviously intake ventilation, there's exhaust ventilation, but it's got to work for that customer. And we guide them once again. We show them, hey, here's the options. Here's what's going to work. You know, it's either going to be vented edge, it's going to be deck air, it's either going to be ridge vents, box vents, or solar fans. But all that is custom to that customer's house because there's not a one-fix solution, and we 100% specify that on the estimate and on the contract.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you know, we just love to be a part of this. A very small part we are.
We
thank
really
you
do.
So much for including us in this, okay?
God bless
all
you,
right.
Victor.
Hey, stick around, everyone. You got another hour of Victor and Paul W. Smith right here on News Talk 760 WJR.